Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. Today I'm here with Dr. Gunn, who is the Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at Vanderbilt. Welcome, Dr. Gunn.
Thank you very much, Stacey.
Thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about the subject we'll be talking about today?
Certainly. We'll be talking about when to take your child to the emergency department. It can be a challenging topic. Children inevitably become ill and sustain injuries many times as they grow up. And as caregivers, it's important to know how to respond to these events, when you can treat something at home, and when you should take your child to the emergency department, or when to call 911. And so this podcast will briefly cover how to seek medical care for your child, including when to take your child to the emergency department. I want everybody to keep in mind that this is for information purposes only and is not meant to replace specific medical advice about your child or by your child's provider. Some issues you can handle at home, such as minor scrapes and injuries, fever without concerning symptoms, uncomplicated vomiting and diarrhea, ear pain, certain types of rashes, and coughs and colds.
Thank you, Dr. Gunn. Now, when should you call your child's physician?
When in doubt, always call your child's health care provider. Now, be prepared to provide information that can help the provider determine what the likely problem is and how best to treat it. Your child's health care provider will likely ask you some or all of the following questions. What is the primary problem? Sometimes they say, what is the child's chief complaint? When did the problem or symptoms first begin? And what are associated symptoms? What have you done to try and treat those symptoms? And has anything helped? What makes the symptoms worse? Does your child have any underlying medical problems? Has your child had this before? And if so, how did that resolve? Or what treatment was effective at that time? Is your child on any medications? And be sure to include over-the-counter medications, herbal remedies, and prescribed medications in your response. Does your child have any allergies? And if treatment by medication is recommended, your provider will often ask for the phone number of your preferred pharmacy.
Now, when should you go to the emergency department?
The emergency department is equipped to handle pediatric emergencies and really should be used for that purpose. Although some symptoms may appear concerning, a conversation with your child's health care provider may help you avoid an unnecessary trip to the emergency department. In the following circumstances, though, an emergency department trip is usually indicated. For example, if your child has difficulty breathing or has shortness of breath, if your child has had a change in mental status, which means if he or she has become suddenly sleepy or difficult to arouse or is confused or disoriented. If your child has had more than minor head trauma. If your child has ingested a poisonous substance or too much of their normal medication. Call the Poison Control Center first, and they may direct you to go to the emergency department. And the phone number for the Poison Control Center in Tennessee is 1-800-222-1222. If your child has had a fever and a stiff neck, or fever and a severe headache. If your child has a cut that will not stop bleeding after constant pressure is applied for at least 10 minutes. If your child has an injury which results in an obvious deformity in a bone. If your infant younger than 3 months of age has a temperature of 100.4 or greater. If your child has sustained a burn that's larger than your child's palm, if it's deep or discolored, or if it was caused by a chemical, you should consider going to the emergency department. If your child has a swollen abdomen or belly that is tender to touch, and particularly if there's pain in the lower right part of his or her abdomen. If your child has had a fall from 3 times his or her height and has any symptoms, such as headache, confusion, or local pain. Or if your child has sustained a cut that's very deep or penetrating, has gaping edges, and that means when the edges of the cut won't come together. If the cut is more than a half inch long, or again, if it does not stop bleeding After constant pressure has been applied for at least 10 minutes, you should go to the emergency department.
Are there any other circumstances when you should call 911?
Yes, in some circumstances, it is absolutely appropriate to call emergency medical service personnel to help your child get medical attention as quickly as possible. In the following situations, you should call 911. If your child is having difficulty breathing, is not breathing, or is blue. If your child has sustained a significant head injury or neck injury. Or if your child has ingested poison or too much medication and is difficult to arouse.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Infants can be particularly challenging to determine if their crying is normal or if it signifies something else. Since the ways in which infants can communicate their needs is limited, parents are encouraged to observe for any big change from their child's regular patterns. Excessive crying, which is particularly inconsolable crying, lasting longer than 3 hours in an infant who is younger than 5 months of age, may signify something concerning. Now, newborns generally wet 5 to 6 diapers a day, and they may have a bowel movement once a day or with every feeding. Pay attention to your newborn's behavior patterns, and if you observe a big change in his or her pattern that is associated with other changes, for example, increased sleepiness or increased crankiness, contact your child's health care provider. In addition, a change in your newborn's color to a yellow or grayish or bluish color should also prompt a call to your child's health care provider. And finally, Stacy, what I would add is parents should be familiar with basic first aid, but ultimately, remember to trust your instincts. You know, parents, while you may not be a medical professional, you are the expert on your child. So, if your instincts are telling you that something isn't quite right with your child, trust those instincts and contact your child's provider. As a final disclaimer, remember this is for informational purposes only and is not meant to serve as medical advice or to take the place of clinical information by your child's provider or specifically about your child. When in doubt, contact your child's health care provider.
Thanks, Dr. Gunn. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.